listening to the Hustle and Glow podcast with Francesca Alexander. During this time, some businesses are shutting down their social media to cut expenses on apps or even ads during this economic crisis. This is not the time to stop social media. This is a time to ramp it up, connect, and show you have a strong business presence or about to reopen. We are introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to help small or solo business owners to create compelling social media. And the best part, it's free. Go in today's show notes below and click on the Social Collab link to join. This is a special podcast that I'm doing. I wanted to take the opportunity of these three amazing women that I'm here on Zoom with. We're doing a Hustle and Glow meetup. And I wanted to share a little bit of how that sounds like, what we do. And one of the first things that we do is we actually go around the Zoom room and we talk a little bit about what we do. We introduce ourselves. So I'm going to start off this meeting on how we normally do it, and then I'm going to switch it up. I'm actually going to do a group participation and asking how we're getting on in the COVID-19 pandemic. What are we doing? How are we boosting our businesses? And then from there, I'm sure that we'll gather some, you know, not only encouragement, but maybe even some ideas of how we can go ahead and push through, which seems to be for us at the very least in New Zealand. Pam, would you say 2 to 3 weeks?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been in lockdown for now for, 6 weeks?
Yeah, I thought it was 8 weeks. Am I wrong?
The actual lockdown, we did 4 weeks, and we're in the 2 weeks now at level 3, and then we'll hopefully next week move into level 2.
Ah, okay. So I got my weeks wrong.
It
just seems longer, but it's actually 6 weeks. Okay, great. So what I will do, sorry, I got distracted by something flashing on my screen. So just for everybody at home and that's listening or wherever you're at listening, I have the Zoom set up. I have everybody on the screen, and if there's a flashing light or a message, I'm sorry, I kind of got distracted from that right now. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm just going to go around the room. I'll start with myself and tell a little bit about myself, what I do. So I'm Francesca. I do online marketing. I also do agency type work here in New Zealand in regards to social media. So anything from really trying to get other people to understand social media, but most importantly, I really want to activate them in whatever business they are to stand out online. And in particular, having a focus on how you can be as searchable as possible. And we'll talk a little bit more into that, those topics later on, but that's just my quick intro. Go ahead, Nikki, I'll have you start next.
Oh, thanks, Francesca. Hello, everybody. So I'm Nikki Robinson, and I have a company called Spark Change with Nikki Robinson, surprisingly. And I run a belief change. I'm a belief change coach, and people will say, well, what is that? Effectively, we're running 95% of our life pre-programmed subconscious beliefs. Only 5% of what we do is conscious. So I work in the 95%, and we help people identify what programs that they're running on that are not helping them. And we switch those out with something positive. So we just facilitate using a process called Site K. And, it's fast, efficient, painless. And it's a really good way of reducing stress on the system that we don't realize we're carrying around. And that's really it, in short.
Very good. Pam?
Hi, I'm Pam Martin. I've got two things I do. One is around networking. My main business is Serial Connector, where New Zealand is the biggest village in the world. We're really good at networking, but we're not always good at actually making it work for our businesses. So I work with BNI, I work with different small businesses, helping them to work out how they can work together, how networking can help them to grow their more. The other thing I do is I'm also a consultant with Arbon International, and I'm passionate about health and wellness and about keeping people safe as well as the environment. And I just love it because it's a really high quality company that's looking out for us all around our nutrition and skincare and makeup. So that's the other part of my business.
Very good. Cara?
I'm an insights analyst and I work in the corporate world. And really an insights analyst, I'm a storyteller with data. I tell stories out of data. So, and I'm pretty passionate about doing that. I really enjoy it. So,
I love that. No, I'm passionate about data. So I would love to have a side conversation with you to figure out or to hear more about what you do. So that's really great. So for those who are listening, I'm going to go ahead and put everybody's social media details, whether it's Instagram or wherever they can find them on LinkedIn. I'll go ahead and put that in the show notes so you can find out more about these ladies. So one of the first points of discussion I wanted to have is you know, how are we getting on in COVID-19? What is it that we're doing? And a lot of it, I know, can't be all, you know, unicorns and fairy tales during this time. And I'm definitely had some struggle with it in keeping my mindset to be quite strong. And I keep changing my schedule around when I'm going to work, when I'm not going to work. It's definitely different. And the one thing that I miss is not getting my bag ready to meet somebody to go to a cafe. So you pack the iPad, you pack your stuff, and you're going on in the city. And I miss that. And I still have two couches in my front room, and on the other couch over here, I have my bag always sitting there, like, you know, just hurry up and throw it in and just go out the door. So I just want to hear from you ladies. Like, how are you guys coping? Is there anything changing for you? Are there any things that you're doing in your schedule to keep you afloat? Anyway.
I'm absolutely loving the lockdown because for me, it's given me time to stop, and I'm learning so much. As Francesca will tell you, I've learned about doing different video training and doing Facebook Lives. I've learned how to schedule events and things which I hadn't done. And by following a program sort of similar to what Nikki does, I've been refocusing because I believe that being in the lockdown is great because it takes away all your excuses. You know, we say, oh, we're going to learn this, we're going to do this. And then we say, oh, yeah, but we're going away for the weekend or we're doing something. And in lockdown, you've got no excuses. You can actually do things. And so for me, it's been really good. And I'm very lucky because Arbon has been able to keep running during the lockdown. And so I've been having a lot of fun, I have to say.
Very good. Cara, I think you were going to say something prior before.
Oh, I think I've had my ups and downs with it as well. I'm a real extrovert, so that connection with people is the thing that I miss the most. And I went for a walk with my friend, and, you know, we did the 2 meters apart, but not being able to greet her with a hug was really, like, out of the norm. And yeah. So you're kind of like, oh, that's a bit weird, but, you know, it's still nice to just have those conversations and things. So I really think it's, me, I definitely get my energy from being around people and just chatting and going, like you, going to a cafe and just catching up for that chat. So you've had to be different with how you do connections, but I'm definitely a kind of in-person person. You know, like I enjoy these. I have enjoyed kind of like doing quizzes online with my friends and things like that, but I definitely miss that element of people. And for the first 4 weeks, I was in my own bubble. And then when we extended, I extended my bubble to my children.
Really great. Nikki, how are you getting on?
Oh, no, well, I'm a bit like Pam. I've actually enjoyed it. I started off the lockdown smack in the middle of a renovation. which, and then I had four of our combined, we've got a blended family, and four of them came home. So there were moments, Cara, where I probably would have liked to have my own bubble. So we were sharing a tiny little bathroom outside, outside of my room here, and my partner and I were sleeping in the lounge. It was fun and games. But I think for me, I mean, I suppose I live in a world where if I start identifying I've got stress, I really sit down and drill down and go, well, what's actually causing that? I'm also a really big extrovert, and I thought I would struggle really a lot with it. Not so much, you know, I had the kids here, but again, it's choosing who you want to share your energy with rather than dealing with teenagers that sleep till, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I haven't had a lot of downtime. I've taken the opportunity to start instilling some habits that I've been meaning to get to, like doing a regular morning get up, do some exercise, which I'd been resisting for a long time. There was always some excuse. I'd go for a walk, but that was about it. So now we're in level two, not level two, level three. We've lost one child and went to another bubble, and we've got workmen coming back, so it's all go again. But no, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the time that we've been able to spend as a family. I think it's been really, really special. And I grew up in the 70s, so this is very much like we did in the 70s. You know, the weekends, nothing went on. You know, you did nothing. You might have played with your mates, but, you know, everything was done at home. You didn't really go too far. You didn't really drive around a lot. So it is quite a nostalgic time as well.
I think that's great. I relate to that too. I also grew up in the 70s, and, you know, it's very, yeah, we didn't, I guess you're just looking at some other parenting and looking at my nephews and nieces as they grew up. There was always, you know, you're busing them there, you're taking them here, there's play dates, and there's all these other things that you constantly have to keep that wheel going. And yeah, it is very much like the 70s where they're like, I used to read as a kid. You know, who does that? I guess there is a little bit of that. You know, it kind of brings me to the other things, and this is something that I've been diving into, I think, in the last year or two. But, you know, how do we keep, and I'd love to get your advice, your lady's advice on this, but how do we keep ourselves into a very positive headspace when we are, you know, self-isolating? And just for the American listeners too, so level four, on my last podcast, you would have heard what that is. Level three is we're actually coming out of some of those levels and restriction, but it very little. We now can get takeout. Pam, you know all about this. What else do we do? I laugh because in the U.S. it's so crazy. Like, we want haircuts. You know, like, what? And it's a different mentality here on what we're grateful for level three and level four. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you know, level three looks like for us?
Level four was complete shutdown. Level three has allowed businesses that can work in a contactless way to go back. So all the construction workers, the builders, the people like that can do it, and they social isolate. They've got PPE and stuff. But they've also allowed the online retail to go back, and even restaurants and that who can do it in a contactless way, which has been a bit challenging for some of them, but they're getting into it. So you can put an order in and pay for it and then pick it up, but they kind of put it on a table outside the front, or they deliver it. And that's the thing, and it's meant a lot of people have helped local businesses, which I love. And we found a little restaurant to order something from, and we got a lovely thing on the bag that said, thank you so much for supporting a local restaurant. And that's the lovely thing about it. But of course, people are desperate to get into level two, where it opens up again.
Yes, because we do have a huge cafe culture over here in New Zealand. It is the thing. It's the place to be. It's always, even when family shows up and gathers and have a catch up, you know, it's a regular thing. Business, a lot of business is done during or going to cafes. So it's a huge thing here in New Zealand for us to actually meet and catch up that way. So posing my question to all of you, how are some of the things that you're doing to keep your, I don't know, lack of a better term, mental strength up, you know, and getting that vitality and keep going? I'd love to, actually, Cara, I want to start with you this time. Tell me a couple of things of what you're doing.
I was very, because I knew I'm an extrovert, and so being in a bubble on my own, I was really purposeful with how I was going to spend my time. So I have not really been a big reader lately, but I think I'm on my sixth book now within this period of time. So I made the decision, minimize how much TV I watch and minimize how much I drink. So I thought I'll be just moping on my own watching TV. So I kind of made a very conscious decision not to do those things. I've done an online course. This weekend I'm doing another course. So it's really, I've tried to use the time proactively to personally grow. As opposed to, but I was very purposeful in doing that as well. So that's been, even though like I miss that human contact, keeping myself busy by learning about myself has helped.
That's great. And Nikki, what about you?
I sort of succumbed to the whole, you know, just enjoying the relaxation of food and drink and what meal are we having next? And I suppose cooking for six of us. It was good fun. Again, it's back to basics. You know, it wasn't flash cooking, but certainly there was a lot of overconsumption. Ergo, we are now I'm you know doing online, you know, 12-week challenge to exercise. And you know, I think, especially if we're all in Auckland, Auckland's an amazing place because we are allowed to go out and exercise. It's not far before, you know, 2 minutes down the road, you're in some amazing, beautiful location that you can thoroughly enjoy nature. And so I've been getting out to nature, you know, getting my shoes off, getting my feet on the ground, doing some grounding, being out by the water. That's being on the water, by the water, by the sea is my thing. So I don't have to be in it, but I find when I'm around it, I feel a lot more connected with what's around me. So yeah, I think it's put me into some really good habits, and hopefully those habits will stay if I make it a priority.
I think, you know, and I want to actually just paint a picture a little bit for the American audiences. New Zealand is a fit country. During Christmas and holiday, although we do have a cafe culture, you will see groups of families running together. I'm on the beach, so I see people and families and people pushing strollers and grabbing dogs, and it's a thing. It's a real thing. And I come from Los Angeles, where it's supposed to be the one of the, you know, fitness type capitals of the world. And honestly, New Zealand has everything like times 10 on Los Angeles. It's really encouraging to be in that type of environment because they're seriously fit. So when you say that we go outside, Nikki, to exercise, it's a normal thing. But the cool thing is that the government encourages us to go outside and walk in our neighborhoods and do that because it's part of the DNA of what people do here, just keeping fit. And I know even for my family, my sister-in-law will gently press my mother-in-law, who's 80, like, what have you done today? Have you walked? What about the pool? Like, she's always encouraging her to go out and keep up her fitness. And that's just how things are, which is lovely. Yeah. So, Pam, what are some of the things that you're doing to keep your mind really healthy and strong?
Well, for me, as I said before, I've got into some stuff, meditation stuff, visualization. But also for me, I'm not consistent with exercise. I've got bad knees. I'm at that point where I've never really done it consistently. So I decided at the beginning that one of the things I was going to do was go walking every day. So I designed a square walk around my house, and it takes me an hour. It takes my son 35 minutes, but I'm getting faster. And I've done it every day since the beginning, well, almost the beginning of lockdown. So I think I'm up to about day 38 now.
Wow.
But I've never done that before in my life. So, but it's been great. And I've been meeting people and the same people because I tend to do it at the same time. And I think what I've loved about it most as well is that going round and doing it every day, I've actually watched the leaves on the trees change.
I've noticed that as well.
And then go red, and now of course with this wind they're falling off, and that's actually been really special to do. So, and I'm doing my reading, I love reading, and when I'm walking I listen to audible books, but for me, because I'm an extrovert too, I've done a lot of helping set up Zoom meetings for various groups, including Toastmasters, and that's lovely because a lot of the people on that are older. One guy, he's 75, he's in a rest home. So he's basically been in a room where they pass him food almost like a prisoner, but he hasn't been able to see anyone. And it took us ages, but we got him onto Zoom. And that very first Toastmasters meeting when he came in and suddenly he could see his friends, he was crying. It was just, the smile on his face was just amazing. And so for me, teaching people about that, as I say, I'm doing so many different Zoom meetings and things like that and learning things that I've actually found I'm probably busier than I have been when I'm out of lockdown. But yes, yeah, I mean, I think it is really important that you set some goals and then achieve them, because this is the best time to actually change a habit because you've got more than 30 days.
Yeah.
So if you get it in place, it's more likely to stick. And I need it to stick.
Oh, I love that. Cara, what's some advice that you can give to people that feel a little stagnant and, you know, maybe even getting used to staying inside or in home? What are some of the things that you would do or give advice from your perspective of what you've done?
I think I listened to, you know, the Pam and Nikki as well, and I agreed with both of them on the walking every day. I've done that. So I think if you're inside, making it, you know, a daily habit to just get outside and go walking, or and I'm like you, Nikki, I like just seeing the ocean and seeing the sea. It's like seeing blue or green. It's kind of quite therapeutic. So I think making an effort not to just like doing nothing. I think you've got to kind of just get outside and be busy. And then, yeah, trying to create new habits, you know, do something that is different, that breaks the, I don't know, the aloneness. Everybody's different, aren't they, of what will excite them. And so, you know, me and Nikki are, probably, it sounds like quite similar, but our situations are really different. So where I'm craving for, like, human contact, you, Nikki, will be, it's different human contact, isn't it?
Yeah, I can throw a few your way. That's fine. You're going free. Doesn't have to be a good home. Any home will do at the moment. No, I say that in jest. It's been lovely, and they've been really good.
Yeah. That was the first 4 weeks for me, but opening up my bubble to my children was that's been quite nice. So you know, it's a bit different, but I'm still doing the same things. I'm still reading and doing courses, and I'm working full-time anyway, so I'm still as busy. I've got a full-time job.
Very good. Nikki, what advice can you give for us to continue on and being mentally strong and getting ourselves out there just in general?
So, I mean, I agree, move. If you can't go out and you can't get out for walks for whatever reason, like your lovely man in the rest home, Toastmasters group, it's move, do something. I think Mel Robbins has a really good one where she talks back down from five. If you're finding the inability to actually create momentum, because when you think about anything, to go from nothing or boredom or ennui or whatever you want to call it into motion takes a hell of a lot more energy. And this is straight physics, Newtonian physics, is it takes more energy to move than it does when you're actually already going. So just get moving, count down from five and do something. If you're sitting there going, I've got to get up and pick up a book, count down from five, get up and do it. So just move, keep everything moving, because we're a machine, we need to move. The other thing is, as you know, Francesca, I'm a massive proponent for meditation.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be, I mean, 10 minutes a day. And look, people say they can't meditate because they can't quiet their mind. It's like people saying, I can't do yoga because I'm not stretchy. You're not going to get there unless you actually start. So start with 5 minutes. Just meditation's not about stopping the thoughts. It's allowing the thoughts to come, but then move through without you putting any energy to them. And that is as simple as it is. Now, you can do that walking. You can do that just with breath. You can do that as you're laying and going to sleep at night. One other thing that I always say is, and I think it's really good, especially if you're getting into a mind space, be aware of your thoughts. Write it down if you have to, if you've got a repeating thought coming through, and realize there's something running under the surface. And the other thing for me is gratitude. Gratitude will always lift your elevation. If you find you're in a real state where you're in a real funk, look out, find three things that you're grateful for. And then see if you can find another three. And if you do that before you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning, you're basically putting out good vibes, which will give you more good vibes, and you're more likely to feel more uplifted. So mm-hmm. Probably more than one. There's a few there. Pick a whole lot.
No, I love that. I think if anything, the meditation and the gratitude piece speaks to how to keep your mind active and strong during this time. So yes, thank you for that. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I love Mel Robbins' book, The 5 Second Rule. It's a really good one if you get one of those people who can't get out of bed or can't do things. I agree. As I said before, it's about thinking, putting some time into thinking about, you know, I can't go out, so what do I want to do differently? And I don't think people I can't think of any time in history where they've had this situation. Mm. And you know, you say about cooking and stuff like that, people are doing things that they've never done or haven't done for years or haven't done consistently. Families are actually cooking. And while, yes, there was a mad rush when takeaways came back, people I've spoken to have said that we actually enjoy eating healthily. We actually enjoy cooking together, finding recipes, baking, doing daft things in the garden. I mean, the creativity on the internet of families doing, you know, weird songs and things like that. But it shows that they've actually done stuff together. So I think, you know, amid all the tough stuff, the sickness and people having trouble with their jobs, there's this little nugget, the silver lining that actually, someone said on a video I saw from the UK, children from this period will look back and see it as a time when mum and dad were home.
Mm.
When they got to play, that they had time to read them bedtime stories, times to cook with them. And it will actually be something really special. We'll also have a baby boom, which is a bit of a worry. But I think it's, and I think when you think about that, you think about it for yourself. I'm on my own. I've got my eldest son who's staying with me at the moment. He works virtually, so he's busy. And I've got a new kitten who's been a lot of fun. But it has been a really sort of time to sort of mellow out, to do the meditation, the thinking, and actually looking for that silver lining and being really grateful that we're in a country that's actually yesterday had zero COVID cases come up.
Amazing.
And I think, you know, we need to be grateful that we're in such a great space.
That's amazing. And just for a quick translation, takeout is fast food. So we in New Zealand didn't have any fast food for 4 weeks. And then it started to happen just in the last week or two. They started to open up. But a lot of people are going, I don't miss it. I personally feel like that. And Pam shared a picture with me on Facebook. I think it was Facebook yesterday, where she showed pictures of Los Angeles before COVID. And it's really, really, you know, smoggy. And then the progression of the clear blue sky, which is definitely something I remember in the 70s. It was not like that before. In fact, when my husband moved to Los Angeles, and he's a Kiwi, so his eyes would water a lot because he couldn't handle the smog. And what happens is that you naturally build a layer on your eye to a protective layer to actually get used to the smog. So I'm just wondering how people are going to react. And also, too, because of the 4 weeks, not that I'm a big fast food person, but because I've been eating cleaner and I've been making healthier meals at home, I feel like a bit of my insides are like that. Like if, the, you know, that picture of all the smog that's inside with all the processed food, and that's always been a struggle. In fact, and this is a thing, I used to always drink Coca-Cola, and to wean myself off of it, I have like one can in the fridge and not drink it, but it's there and it would help me. But for some reason, this was really easy to just get out of my system those things that I don't want to eat anymore that are accessible when I'm running into town, taking a meeting, grab that fast, whatever, and then just take it home or make an excuse why I didn't have to cook dinner or have my husband grab something on the way. You know, it was just really super nice. And I think that getting in touch a little bit of what I would aspire to be like, and it's happening little by little. And Pam, you're absolutely right that those past that 21 days and you're doing 30 days of something that's healthier is easier. I'm still struggling with going out every day and walking. I think that that's my challenge right now. Although right now the sun's out, we've had like 3 or 4 days of really bad rain over here in New Zealand. So after this, I'm committed to walking and having a quick run around the neighborhood. But yeah, I think that that's really sound advice. And thank you so much, ladies, for sharing your thoughts and your feelings about what we should be doing in this time. And I'll definitely put the links, the social links for these ladies, so you can follow along in their journey. Or if you have any questions or any comments on what they've said, please contact them. One of the easiest ways, if you go on Instagram and the direct message part, you can actually send an audio message. I'm encouraging everybody to do that more now because we really, really want to connect on an emotional one-on-one level. If we could hear each other's inflections in our voices while we leave messages, it really is powerful. So I encourage you to do that a little bit more. And thank you so much for listening. And ladies, thank you so much for participating in this podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. But before you go, I want to include an exclusive free offer for my listeners. I know as an online business owner and owner of a marketing agency that planning your social media like Instagram or LinkedIn can be exhausting, or you don't have the time or energy to get this done. Let me take this off your plate. Our wish for you is to make life just a little bit easier. Sign up for our free instant social media monthly content calendar at socialglobalgrind.com. Or you can just go to the show notes and click on the link. Thanks for listening.